This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening on this official holiday season Monday. Work day, some kind of shopping online sale day. I lose track. We are on track, though, today. Following developments in Central Africa, we're looking back and forward in the law, the consequences of the three strikes criminal sentences that began in the 1990s, and a look forward to the consequences of growing anti-terrorism watch lists, more persistent, perhaps, than a bad credit score in terms of the effect on your life. We'll also talk about bad credit scores and car sales. But we begin, since this is a Monday.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. I'm feeling good.
Well, how good is the Obama administration feeling about the Affordable Care Act and that troublesome website, healthcare.gov? From a 40% functionality at launch today, it's up to 90%, according to officials at Health and Human Services. Healthcare.gov can reportedly now handle 800,000 users a day, but with Americans rushing to meet the December 23rd enrollment deadline, there is still a danger of crashes and overloads. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, Democrat representing Colorado's 1st District, joins us now. Congresswoman, welcome.
Good to be with you.
What are your chief concerns at this point? Are you satisfied with corrections made to the website, and what are your constituents telling you?
Well, at this point, it does look like they've made many, many improvements to the site, so that's good. I just went on it this morning before I got on the phone with you, and I noticed that a substantial improvement in the speed and the access and all of that. The big concern right now seems to be the back end of the site. So after people sign up, getting that information to the insurance company so they actually know that they have these new customers. And that still seems to be slow. It looks like what the administration did was focus on getting access for consumers to the site and then figured that they would work on the other later. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, but it's good news that at least people are able to get on and enroll.
So how worried are you that after people have a good experience being online and getting some of their questions answered, that they're not going to receive, you know, bad news later on when the insurance companies actually rule as to whether they're going to take these folks on and under what conditions, that sort of thing?
I don't think there's a question of will the insurance companies accept them, because, of course, under the Affordable Care Act, they can't reject them for pre-existing conditions or gender or things like that. But it's a matter of the insurance companies knowing that they have these consumers. So, for example, if January 1st came and they didn't know that somebody was enrolled in a plan and, heaven forbid, they had some kind of emergency and went to the emergency room, the insurance company needs to know that they have this person on their policy.
And what would ensure that that is the case? I mean, what does the administration need to do if I'm, you know, in the ambulance on the way to the hospital to get some assurance that, in fact, I'm covered?
The administration now needs to make sure that this back end is improved just as quickly as the front end appears to have been improved. So what they need to do now, and with rapid speed, is get all this information to the insurance company so they can issue cards for the people starting on January 1st. And that's the primary question I'm going to be asking this week.
Now, how much of this is a normal, you know, huge job of the federal government expected chaos? And how much of this is just a completely botched kind of messaging and strategy on the part of the administration that's frustrated you politically as much as you want to serve your constituents?
I think that the rollout of the website was incredibly botched. Everybody from the president on down agrees with that. People had thought that this website would be ready a lot sooner than it was, and that was not just politically problematic, but also, you know, we have millions of people who want to get on these exchanges and get insurance. So it was problematic for everybody. But, you know, these things can get fixed. I remind people, in 2006, when we started up the website for the Medicare Part D coverage, that thing crashed and it was down for 2 months. So technology can be fixed. What we need to do now is we need to let folks who need insurance know that they can go on to the site and they can enroll.
But isn't it more
and not to get discouraged?
But isn't it more important that people who don't think they need insurance need to go and have patience and deal with this? I mean, you've got in the middle of the holiday season, Jeff Bezos of Amazon talking about using drones to deliver packages. I mean, that's the highest of the highest tech. Young people are used to that kind of level of technological sophistication. There's the danger they've just given up and aren't coming back here.
Well, what was interesting, I think it's a little of both. What was interesting was when on October 1st, one of the reasons why the website crashed is because so many millions of Americans tried to go on there and see what they could get access to. So those people need to be brought back. But then you're right, there's a whole other group of people, and many of them are young people who need to be convinced to buy insurance. And there are programs, both the administration and also a number of nonprofit groups have started up education programs targeted at telling those folks they need to go get insurance.
You know, you've got constituents who probably are in all three of these categories. Why don't you rank the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, the rollout of the Xbox One, and the rollout of the Kindle over there at Amazon? Any interest in seeing those characters in the latter two rollouts move over to the government?
You know, we've had some very effective marketing campaigns going on here in Colorado. And Colorado, my state, is one of the states that has its own exchange. So while we've had our own unique set of problems here in Colorado with our exchange, we've had a lot of interest from folks in enrolling. But, you know, the federal government is not Amazon. It's not a private entity, and there's positives and negatives in that. But I think one thing we can learn, and I hope the administration did learn from the rollout of this website, is we have very, very talented folks who can design these things, and we should be looking to them for successful rollouts.
Congresswoman DeGette, are you on board now with the Affordable Care Act, or do you expect to take some real heat in 2014 in your reelection?
Well, you know, I was always on board with the Affordable Care Act. I was one of the folks who helped write the act as a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. I think it's really important that we get health care for all Americans and for those 47 million who were uninsured to help them get access either through the exchange or through private insurance companies or through their employers. That's very important. The botched rollout of the website really put a mar onto the whole Affordable Care Act. And I'm cautiously optimistic now. I'm worried about this back end. I'm worried that we need to now get the information to the insurance companies. I'm happy to defend the Affordable Care Act. I think it's sound, but it needs to be properly implemented.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette, thanks so much.
Great to be with you. Take care.
Congresswoman DeGette is Democrat representing Colorado's 1st District.